you know, downward marks on the garments. And I'm completely freaked out, and then I start crying. And they give me the name, the Caroline, name of the day. The name that only your husband's supposed to know, you're never supposed to mention outside the temple or to anybody else. And that's how you get to heaven. He calls your name, and that's how you get pulled through the veil. You can't get there on your own. You have to have that man pull through. So it's completely freaking me out. And actually, I have some copies of the temple ceremony from the Tanners.
These are secrets.
And you can go to the Tanners and get the whole temple ceremony anytime.
With or without a change?
With, yeah, it was pictures, yeah. The garments, I didn't have a temple dress. So they gave me this discarded wedding dress that somebody donated for temple dress in the temple. And because I'm little, the only one that fits me is it kind of fits me, but it's really too big and too long, and this lace is dragging, and I keep stepping on it. And then I have to wear this veil over my face, and I can't see out very well. And I'm completely opposed to veils anyway, it's feminist.
Yeah.
And then there's the apron that you wear, and all the sashes that you wear. And the apron has like a fig leaf on it to represent the Garden of Eden fig leaf. And it's just all really garbage. And then you go into the after the anointing, you go into the creation room, and they separate the men from the women. Another thing that I'm completely, it's a polytheist, a feminist. So then you start hearing, in the Salt Lake Temple, I don't know if they still have it, at the time it was actors, but I think most of the temples now have a film. And in Salt Lake they still have live actors, but anyway, they start out insulting me with, I hear, "You have been anointed to become hereafter kings and priests unto the Most High God, to rule and reign in the house of Israel forever. Sisters, you have been washed and anointed to become queens and priestesses to your husbands." And so you go through the creation, and there's God and Jesus and Michael the archangel, who transforms later into Adam, after they put a sleep over him, and then he's Adam in the Garden of Eden. And then you have the Garden of Eden, and the whole, and they're acting out all this stuff from the Garden of Eden with Eve, and Eve is just getting really hit hard, because it's all her fault, and it's all, she's the problem, she's the one that caused all the pain and sorrow in the whole world from now on, and she's a horrible woman. And they just keep going on and on because of Eve's terrible act. "Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and she shall rule over thee." And then they make it known, you know, that's it for all you women. You're all Eve's daughters. And then there's the law of obedience, where Jesus said, or God says, or Elohim, as they call him, "If you will covenant this day, you will keep the law of your husband. And if you will covenant that you will obey the law of Elohim, we will give unto you the law of obedience and sacrifice." And it just, one thing after another, and then you have to make a pledge to obey your husband, where he makes the pledge to obey God. So it just, it's constantly, that, you know, where your place in the world is. The part that really, really was the most traumatic for me, and I'm crying through this whole thing, I'm crying, and I also step on the lace, rip the lace from the bottom of the dress, and I say, and when I do that, I go, "Oh, shit." I see all these heads turning at me. So anyway, the part that was so most traumatic for me was when they give you the tokens and the secret handshake, and and I don't even remember how to do that, but the instructions are right here. And I somehow figure out how to do it, even with these instructions. Clasp the right hand together and place the joint of the thumb over the first knuckle of the hand. I mean, I just don't get that.
It's
fascinating. Yeah, it is. Anyway, with every sign and token, there's a penalty. And those are the things that really upset me the most. The execution of the penalty is represented by placing the thumb under the left ear, the palm of the hand down, and by drawing the thumb quickly across the throat to the right ear and dropping the hand to the side. It's basically cutting your throat if you ever reveal this stuff that's going on in the temple. And so then after you get that token and penalty, then there's more of the acting with, you get Peter, James, and John come out, and you get Lucifer. Lucifer is in the Mormon temple, in every one of the Mormon temples. And so, and Lucifer and the preachers are talking about how they're going to set up all these other fake churches, you know, like the Catholics and the Methodists and all the rest. And they're doing it for money, and they have this big discussion about money and how they're going to get all this money from people for their